Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There has been an extraordinary tendency across the country on many media and many forums by many, many individuals, most of them conservatives, most of them Republicans, to talk about the upcoming violence that people foresee because of the visit by the FBI on President Trump's home and private club at Mar-a-Lago. President Trump wasn't there. His son Eric was. His son Eric complains about the rudeness, he says, of the FBI representatives who came into Mar-a-Lago. This is from the Daily Mail. It says, Eric Trump reveals what really happened in the FBI raid. President's son says agents refused to hand over the warrant to him. They kicked the lawyer off the property. The lawyer didn't say that. Searched Melania's clothes. What were they looking for on Melania's clothes? And how Mar-a-Lago staff refused to turn off the security cameras? Eric Trump recounted the Monday raid on his father's Mar-a-Lago residence at an exclusive interview with DailyMail.com. He said they kicked Donald Trump's lawyer off the property and made her wait at the end of the driveway during the raid. And again, raid is not the right word. This is a point that Andy McCarthy of National Review made on the show yesterday. It wasn't a raid. It was executing a warrant. It was a search. They weren't arresting anybody. You have a raid when you go into a residence and you take somebody prisoner. No one was arrested here. No one in handcuffs. The only thing they took away were apparently another dozen boxes of papers. This after the 15 boxes of papers allegedly had been returned to the National Archives, but they had key elements missing from them. By the way, there are so many rumors and theories about what it is that is so very sensitive, and there are a number of spokespeople, most of them unidentified and anonymous, who say that some of the highly classified material that they suspect was in those boxes that people are so concerned about include, quote, some material that is so top secret that you can't even talk about it. Now, what would that be? One of the theories, and this is not my personal theory, but this is passed on from somebody who knows a little bit how the federal government works. It might have to do with nuclear codes. Now, really, the President of the United States, when he's president, he's followed around by somebody with the nuclear football. You know about that. That when the president is not in the White House, when he is not in one of the official residences, when he is traveling, when President Biden recently went out to see what was going on in Kentucky with the devastation there, and he went out with Jill. And yes, he looked tired and confused during part of it, but President Biden went out with the nuclear football, which is carried by top military brass that has the nuclear codes in it. Now, if the nuclear codes were to fall into the hands of bad guys, and they could be Chinese, they could be Russian, they could be Iranian, they could be Al-Qaeda, which is now looking for a new leader. It could be anybody. The chance of the extraordinarily sloppy handling of very top-secret information by the Trump administration. By the way, this certified a number of the books about the Trump administration. And no one has denied the habit that President Trump had of taking official presidential documents and tearing them up and throwing them on the toilet, which is also not legal. It is a violation of the Presidential Records Act, and that's what they're dealing with. The former president's son said, contrary to FBI direction, they refused to turn off the security cameras at the Palm Beach estate. Okay, so what do we have going on here? And what is the right context for understanding what this was about? There's actually pretty good material, some of it provided by Major Garrett. He now works for CBS. He used to work for Fox. And I think many of us have come to respect his work. He reported on the execution of the warrant at the Trump residence. Clip 11.
Two sources told CBS News investigators seized boxes and paper documents, but no electronics. The Secret Service maintains a constant presence at the former president's home and facilitated the FBI's entry. Authorities also opened Trump's safe. At least two of Trump's attorneys were present during the search.
That's right. Another day in paradise. This was a strange day. You probably all read about it.
The documents are believed to contain classified information. Trump and federal investigators had been in negotiations over the records, and the FBI visited Mar-a-Lago in June. Mishandling classified materials is potentially criminal. Federal law requires presidential records to be turned over to the National Archives. It is not known what documents were taken by federal authorities Monday. The Justice Department has so far declined to comment.
Okay, then Robert Costa, actually also on CBS, provided some useful background on some of the nuances involved in the execution of an FBI warrant. Listen, this is clip 2A.
We're learning about the kind of things that the FBI came in and seized and what they were trying to find in this search. At the same time, we still haven't had a statement from the Justice Department or seen the warrant itself from the Trump lawyers about what this looked like and what exactly the target was. And so as we're in this vague political moment, I'm trying to be careful as a reporter to not lean into it. And some Republicans I'm talking to were saying, hey, we don't care about the details here. This was politically egregious. It was an attack on Trump. We're going to use our outrage about this and move forward in pushing Trump toward 2024. But others like McConnell are saying they have to be muted because they, too, don't have visibility into the full scope of this investigation.
And again, Mitch McConnell, as usual, showing a judicious and sensible attitude that is not unhinged into the talk of violence that you hear so much by so many different commentators on the right. But Robert Costa, while staying away from the idea of civil war, talks about just how explosive this situation is. This is
House Republicans still feel pretty good about their chances of winning the majority in November, pushing the Democrats out of power. Of course, anything could happen. It's an election. My motto is assume nothing. Assume nothing about how this plays out. We were all surprised by Kansas's vote on abortion rights in recent days. The economy, who knows where it is come November. That said, they feel good. And because they feel good, they're starting to think ahead toward 2023, when if they win the majority, that's when they take power. And they're plotting out a strategy. Jim Jordan, who would probably be the Judiciary Committee chairman, looking at how he would investigate the FBI and the Justice Department on how they handle Trump investigations across the board and how the January 6th committee operated in the House. So political war is on the horizon, to be sure.
And that is not necessarily a positive development for the United States of America. So, in political war, why is that different from civil war, which people are talking about? There's actually a powerful piece by Mona Charon, who's a wonderful columnist. Haven't heard from her recently, but she has a piece about rooting for civil war. Does that make any sense? We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved Show, email from Bradley in Redmond, Washington. And Bradley says, Michael, having the FBI raid your home for National Archives is akin to having the CIA raid your home for an overdue library book. Was this necessary? How can you condone this? Do you believe this will strengthen our nation? Look, I don't believe that any aspect of the investigations and the counter-investigations and the politics by destruction and prosecution and investigation I don't think any of it strengthens our nation. I think it's all negative. Which is, by the way, why I opposed both impeachments of President Trump. You don't have to defend what President Trump did in his horrible handling with that phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine that led to the first impeachment. You don't have to defend it to recognize that it didn't rise to the level of impeachment. And the fact is, you don't go after somebody when there is absolutely no chance of convicting him, and there was no chance for either impeachment that they were going to get a two-thirds majority in the U.S. Senate to remove Trump from office. And in fact, the second impeachment, he was already removed from office. This was an attempt to disqualify him from ever running again, which is one of the other consequences of if you are impeached as president and then you are convicted and removed from office, or even after you've left the White House, if you are convicted, then you are not allowed to hold the presidency again. And that's right in the Constitution. So, David, the basic ideas here that you are trying to advance, what you're talking about it being like a library book that's overdue, these papers are more important than that. And I think there are important reasons that they passed the Presidential Records Act, which is a recognition that at times the White House should not be given carte blanche to go ahead and destroy records and eliminate policies or documents that or tapes that are compiled while you are doing the people's business. Because if we are the employers, if we are the bosses of the people that we elect, then that doesn't give you the right to do whatever you please. Now, if I took out of a workplace that I was working in some secret documents that I was not authorized to take home, yeah, you could get into very severe trouble, especially if those documents involve national security, as these allegedly do. And the question becomes here, what do you do if you're basically Merrick Garland? And if they come to you from the National Archives and they're trying to get these documents that belong to them because they're concerned about the precedent. If you are going to have some kind of security or professionalism, and this also goes to the idea of the wiped documents from that the Pentagon and also with the Secret Service. By the way, one of the interesting details that has come across through some of the press coverage is there are Secret Service agents who are more or less permanently posted at Mar-a-Lago, even when President Trump isn't there, to protect his home and his members of his family. Okay, I understand that, and that's appropriate. But it was those Secret Service members who helped let the FBI in. They didn't have to knock down any doors because the Secret Service also works for the federal government. And then this comes in from David in Lacey. He says, I wish people wouldn't compare the FBI to the Gestapo. The correct comparison is the East German Stasi. And I think that's a good attempt at humor. The Gestapo certainly more murderous, even more murderous than the East German Stasi, but the East German Stasi trying to control every aspect of American life. And right now, when we say face so many threats from drug addiction overdose deaths, which have been extraordinary in their numbers, reaching record numbers, when we face basic problems of law and order and enforcement in this country, I can't understand why people who understand the importance of supporting the police make an exception with the FBI. Because the Federal Bureau of Investigation, whether it has ever been abused, I think it's been abused. I think there have been problems with the FBI, and they have been largely self-correcting. But the notion that you should abolish the entire agency, which some Republicans are talking about, is just truly bizarre and is not going to help the Republican Party return to power, either for the election of 2024, certainly, or the election that is coming right up. There is so much overstatement, and there's a piece from the Washington Post under the heading, "Simmering Threat of Violence Comes to Fore with Search of Trump Property." And they cite various sources on Twitter. There's a podcaster, very popular, named Steven Crowder, who tweeted, "Today is war. That's all you will get on today's show." And he sent that out to his 2 million followers on Twitter. "Today is war." And extremism researcher Carol Or Bueno compiled a collage of dozens of screenshots of tweets calling for violence in response to the search. One person boasted, "I already bought my ammo. A civil war, !! Pick up arms, people," ordered another. An immediate concern is the safety of the federal judge in Florida, his name is Bruce Reinhart, who approved the search warrant. Once his name made its way to right-wing forums, threats and especially conspiracy theories soon followed. Online pro-Trump groups spread his contact information, and as of Tuesday afternoon, the judge's official page was no longer accessible on the court's website. This is a federal magistrate judge who was elevated, as federal magistrate judges are, by a superior judge who puts him on. He's donated to both parties. His wife was appointed to a judgeship, Carolyn Ball, by Rick Scott, Republican governor of Florida. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump declined to answer questions on Wednesday during a deposition with the Office of New York Attorney General Lolita James, asserting his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. President Biden is cheering the latest inflation report.
Well, the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
The consumer price index for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1% and electricity jumped 1.6%. Wild swings in mortgage rates last week caused a rare surge in refinancing. Refi apps rose 4% for the week. The average for 30-year fixed mortgages increased to 5.47%. This is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
New York Times reports that on Tuesday, the heated rhetoric, this about the visit by the FBI to the Mar-a-Lago, that the rhetoric became more heated. And they cite Monica Crowley, who is a former public affairs official in Mr. Trump's Treasury Department, who said on Twitter, "This is it. This is the hill to die on." Think about that for a moment. There were people, including people I've been friendly with over the years, who said at the time that Stop the Steal was being agitated that they were willing to die for the cause of overturning the election. Are willing to give their lives for that? Isn't that like this is the hill to die on? Does it really make sense that, well, there's this. This was a statement from the New York Young Republican Club. They issued a lengthy statement in the wake of the search condemning the continued persecution of Donald Trump by, quote, totalitarian Democrats. The statement called not only for the, quote, total disintegration of the FBI, but also suggested that action beyond merely voting out the former president's enemies was required. Quote, international forces and their allies intent on undermining the foundation of our republic have crossed the Rubicon. And it is the express belief of the New York Young Republican Club that should justice not be carried out swiftly in these matters by all our elected officials and leaders, nothing less than the future of the Union is on the line. Yeah, right. As a reminder, by the way, they and Jeremy just transmitted this. The phrase "a hill to die on" is an allusion to the military practice of capturing, holding a hill, high ground, no matter the cost or the lack of benefit, as in the Battle of Hamburger Hill or Les Stand Hill. Dying on hills is not really an encouraging political aspiration, is it? Is it? Some of this comes to the fore with this. Betsy McCoy, who is a former New York lieutenant governor, and she's a columnist, she tweeted, "The FBI is established by federal law. Its powers were increased under the Patriot Act. What Congress creates, Congress can destroy. When Republicans take back Congress, they should abolish the FBI, shut every field office, fire all staff, and start anew. America would be safer, better, would they?" Josh Hawley, United States Senator from Missouri, you know, the guy who very famously showed the fist salute to the demonstrators on January 6th and then was shown literally a few minutes later running away from them, and pretty good run for U.S. Senator. Josh Hawley's tweet, quote, "At a minimum, Garland must resign or be impeached. The search warrant must be published. FBI Director Christopher Wray must be removed. And the FBI reformed top to bottom." And by the way, Trump is free to publish the search warrant anytime he wishes. That's basic law. I mean, for goodness sake, the Newt Gingrich suggesting that the feds might have planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago? Really? This is unbelievable. Matt Gaetz had this to say. He says, "The FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago is the most defining moment of the Joe Biden presidency. It was a political performance against Trump. The antidote has to be not one more damn penny for this administrative state that has been weaponized against our people in a very fascist way." Really, what exactly here is fascist? In other words, no one is contesting that the National Archives have the right to these boxes of documents. The question is, what were they doing there at Mar-a-Lago, and why weren't they returned long before? There were meetings between people from the National Archives and Trump's lawyers. Trump even stopped by and said hello at some of these meetings, and they have participated directly. How is this fascist? This is truly bizarre. And then Mona Charon makes the point that Kevin McCarthy, who is very likely the next Speaker of the House of Representatives, if all things go as Republicans have planned, for the elections coming up in November, he tweeted out, "Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar." And what Mona Charon says, she says, "Now, as a substantive matter, McCarthy's tweet is meaningless. The House of Representatives, along with the Senate, already exercises oversight authority over the Justice Department. The Judiciary Committee, where Jim Jordan is going to be the new chairman, asked the Attorney General to testify regularly. That's how the system works. And if McCarthy is truly concerned about following the facts, Merrick Garland has nothing to fear. But the importance of the tweet is not the substance, but its tone, the call for vengeance. McCarthy displays zero interest in whether Trump actually committed a crime. The clear message is, you've gone after our leader, so we're coming for you. The merits of Garland's actions are irrelevant. The facts are irrelevant. It's war." And then Mona Charon writes this. "Trump is a sick soul who cannot imagine a world in which people act on principle or think about the welfare of others. While in power, Trump wanted to use the FBI to punish his political opponents. Lock her up. and reward his friends. Go easy on Michael Flynn. He projects it. That's what he asked James Comey to do. He projects his own corrupt motives onto others and assumes that the FBI investigation is nothing but a Democratic power grab. It would be pathetic if he had not dragged an entire political party into the fever swamps with him. This experiment in self-government, she means the United States of America, requires a minimum amount of social trust to succeed. With every tweet that spreads cynicism and lies, with every call to arms that welcomes civil war, Trumpist Republicans are poisoning the nation that they so ostentatiously claim to love. Some of this this overstatement, I think, makes that very obvious. There is a Lady Gaga statement. She interrupted a show to make a statement about abortion. And no, you will be shocked to hear Lady Gaga does not take a profoundly pro-life point of view. We will get to that and to more. Dr. Fauci gets a mixed response, well, he always does these days, when he throws out a first ball right here at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. We will get to that as well, coming up on the MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start, so about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Michael Medved Show. The Seattle Mariners invited Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's a great big Yankees fan, to come to the game at the T-Mobile Park last night. And what a game it was. A word about that in a moment. The Mariners, again, looking like they are going to break their 21-year drought of not seeing playoff action. They are well on their way, at least to a playoff position, if not the World Series. Dr. Fauci was asked to throw out the first ball, and he got a somewhat mixed reaction from the fans at T-Mobile Park. Listen. Okay, the conclusion of the game, and I can't resist this because it's one of those things. I didn't stay up to listen to it, but it's the middle of the night, 13th inning, and it's a 0-0 game. And I know, how can a game be exciting when it's a pitcher's duel to that level? The Mariners' Luis Castillo, new addition, was just incredible. But then the bottom of the 13th inning, the score was 0-0 when a pinch hitter came up, Luis Torrens, basically plays catcher. But this is what it sounded like as broadcast by Cairo Radio. This is clip 4.
0-2 coming.
Okay, it's great to see a player who's had a tendency to be underrated and undervalued. There's even talk about the Mariners getting rid of Luis Torrens. I don't think so, not after last night. It's pretty amazing. Baseball is great and should restore everybody's faith. Speaking of restoring faith, Lady Gaga interrupted a show to her adoring fans to give some political, at least politically saturated comments. This is clip 14.
I would like to dedicate this song to every woman in America. To every woman who now has to worry about her body if she gets pregnant. I pray that this country will speak up. That we will stick together.
Yes, ma'am!
now. We will not stop until it's right! For every woman.
Okay, look, that comment on abortion, every woman still has to worry about her body when she gets pregnant. Getting pregnant is not an easy thing, but it's one of the most important things in human life, in human relationships. I mean, come on, and the idea that the idea of abortion is that you shouldn't have to worry because you can easily take care of things. Doesn't this minimize the significance of abortion rather than recognizing it at all? There's also on the other side of the abortion debate, Darren Bailey is the Republican nominee for Illinois governor. And he doubled down in a campaign stop over the weekend on a previous statement. The statement was, the Holocaust doesn't even compare to abortion on the scale of human atrocities. Okay. Is it constructive to say that kind of thing? Candidate Bailey, who is not a favorite to win in Illinois, he says that all of the rabbis that he met with backed the analogy. I think that's a suggestion that he didn't meet with many rabbis. The analogy, making an analogy between the Holocaust and abortion, I'll tell you why it's so most obviously offensive. It's offensive because you would think that it would be worth sacrificing a life or giving your life or taking a life to stop the Holocaust, because the Holocaust involves murder and attempts of murder of an entire group of people. To say that abortion is a worse atrocity, and to use the term atrocity, than the Holocaust is so overstated and so unnecessary. One can say that abortion is wrong, it is sinful, you can say that it is destroying a human life, and I believe that because that baby is alive, something's alive inside you. And is it human? Yeah, it's human. It's got the stamps of humanity all over it. It has all the DNA, it's there. However, when you're talking about the guilty parties, and you're talking about mothers, and you're talking about mothers in all kinds of different situations, to analogize that with the worst crime in human history, or certainly one of the worst crimes in human history, is not a constructive thing to say. We also played the other day President Trump talking about how much Dr. Ronnie Jackson loved examining his magnificent body. President Trump was being funny. Representative Jackson is quoted today as saying, I ate a whole plate of dog penis one time. I'm not doing that again. He was talking about a trip to Korea. Meanwhile, a trip to Texas is the subject of the new movie Vengeance.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
B.J. Novak of The Office plays a snooty New York writer who travels to Texas to follow up the death of a woman he once dated. But it gives him the idea for a brand new project in Vengeance, now playing in theaters.
What's this podcast about?
A new American reality where people invent these conspiracies because the truth is too hard to accept.
Well, the truth is that Novak, who also wrote and directed this challenging project, turns out to be a gifted filmmaker, often insightful and funny, with its fish-out-of-water contrast comedy involving the vast distance between West Texas and Lower Manhattan. But the conclusion, which barely justifies the odd title, seems unconvincing and arbitrary, undermining the film rather than completing it. Rated R for some graphic violence, lots of harsh language, and some sexual references. 2.5 stars for Vengeance, which also features a fine performance by Ashton Kutcher. And coming up tomorrow on the Medved Show, there are lots and lots of people who have talked about the beginning of a civil war. That in reaction to what happened at Mar-a-Lago. We'll be speaking to author Barbara Walter, who has a book, controversial book, called How Civil Wars Start, that looks at history around the world. We'll also talk about a new major survey showing a majority of Americans on both sides of the political divide are sick of the Electoral College and actually would love to do away with it. And there will be more about now that the primaries are just about done, a few to go, including Wyoming coming up. But what is the message that the American people have been trying to send to our elected representatives and to the world with the primary results so far? We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-7 93-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word Fred and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word Fred. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.